Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. DGS, Spoon is past 5 p.m. So while I was peeing, the president put out a video, which I just heard about half of, which I don't even want to play on my show. But in fairness, it's the president, and he put out a message, so I'm going to play it, and then probably not even comment because it pisses me off so much. Do we have it? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America Great Again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement. You are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it. Tragically, over the course of the past year, made so difficult because of COVID-19, we have seen political violence spiral out of control. We have seen too many riots, too many mobs, too many acts of intimidation and destruction. It must stop. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement. I have directed federal agencies to use all necessary resources to maintain order. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident. Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. I want to thank the hundreds of millions of incredible American citizens who have responded to this moment with calm, moderation, and grace. We will get through this challenge just like we always do. I also want to say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong and they are dangerous. What is needed now is for us to listen to one another, not to silence one another. All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose. We must focus on advancing the interests of the whole nation, delivering the miracle vaccines, defeating the pandemic, rebuilding the economy, protecting our national security, and upholding the rule of law. Today, I am calling on all Americans to overcome the passions of the moment and join together as one American people. Let us choose to move forward united for the good of our families, our communities, and our country. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
All right, there you go. I got nothing to say. Anyone got anything?
I mean, he spoke.
He sure did.
I was waiting on it. I do. I don't. It's. I did smile at the end when he's like, "We can, guys. We don't have to talk like this. We don't have to use harmful rhetoric. We can put everything aside and work for every American." I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds great.
It's ridiculous.
I do. You know, I do wish we could have heard that some years ago, but hey, it is what it is. I appreciate him coming out and saying it now. So
I don't.
If the most generous thing that can possibly be said is that it is far, far too little, far, far too late.
Well, we still have some upcoming events. Maybe that will help for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was he needed to do that 100% because to me on the 6th, when we didn't hear from him, and then we get a video of him saying you're beautiful and I love you, this is much better. So that needed to happen. I just had to smile at the end, but you know what? It's water under the bridge, I guess.
I don't know. Did it need to happen?
I think it did,
I mean,
obviously.
He's a child. Do any of you have children? Anyone have a child that has done something terrible? They're never going to be nicer than when they get caught. When I have done terrible stuff in my life, I'm never nicer or more compliant or more what you want me to be than when I've just been caught crapping on the rug. Like, I'm just tired of being treated like I'm stupid.
I get that.
I watched last week. I've watched for 4 years. Do you think I'm that stupid? Do you think I'm a moron? That now it's like, oh, gosh. Okay, he is a good guy. No, he's covering his ass, and it sickens me.
Well, he needed to cover his butt. It needed to happen. I understand why it happened. I tend to agree with you. I mean, I don't think that he woke up this morning and thought, hey, I really want to say this to the
tired of
people.
Having my leg peed on and told that it's raining.
But we also just
anyone else out there? 241-9797. Anyone else tired of the constant gaslighting? Wow. Don't you love her? She's walking out the door. Now that I've just been impeached for the second time, and now that the House leader McCarthy and the Senate leader McConnell have both said that I have responsibility for it, and the Senate leader McConnell has said that he'll probably vote to convict me and impeach me. Let me tell you, everything I've ever done is about law and order. Okay.
So would you have preferred?
Yes.
You would have preferred
stay quiet.
For him to be. Oh, I was going to ask.
Because I don't think he means a word of it.
Right. I was going to ask if you would have preferred for him to be defiant.
No. I'd prefer to him just to be quiet.
Well, if we think that people are really worshiping every word he says, I think that at least this was, maybe they will stand down. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that will have an effect on some people. And that's why I say I think it needed to happen. Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if he doesn't say anything and then there's some violence on an inauguration day, you know, he would get all kinds of hate for the president after what happened, didn't do anything. He just sat silently for 2 weeks and didn't speak out. But I also understand where Dave is coming from. And I think that we should, I think that we should not allow any of them to, when they get, in Dave's words, caught, to give a really glowing, rosy press conference with all the perfect words written down and then start to use that as cover because we like that person. Well, they here, look, they said all the right things this time. I do agree that I would rather him do this than do nothing. So I don't agree with you all the way there, Dave, but I do hope that I do agree with you that we have got to start holding our politicians accountable for their words, for the actions that they may inspire, and you're not allowed to just give a perfect speech afterwards and then have all of your defenders go, see?
Yeah, he should have given that exact speech, maybe minus the free speech stuff because it hadn't happened yet, but he should have done that about...
But I'm
2
glad,
p.m. Central Time, Wednesday,
I would still
January
prefer him
6th.
Do this right. Before Inauguration Day than not do anything.
Hello, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm agreeing with you guys on this. Donald Trump has never gave a crap in the past about anybody but himself. He's the most selfish person ever on anything he's ever done. It's only to benefit him and his family on anything he does as far as as far as tariffs he does, as far as taxes, just putting tax codes in till 2026, it's always for him. He's always for profit for himself. He's only doing this to cover his ass. He could care less about anybody else or what he's saying.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Rich, go ahead. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good, man.
I really do agree with you. I don't think you needed to... open his mouth, and just like you're saying, over the past few years, he needed, it's not really what he's saying, it's how he's saying it, you know, whether, you know, everybody says he didn't say this, he did say that, even if he did or did not, the message was insinuated in his, you know, in his context, in his tone, etc., and just driving home the points that he felt he needed for himself, and the listeners that are hearing him and acting upon it. You know, he could come up with a beautiful speech, at the end, like other guys said before, way too little, way too late, you know, that makes it sound all good, but I'm not a moron. I'm looking beyond just face value of the words that are coming out of his mouth, and I totally agree that that was pretty much worthless, what he just said.
Thank you, Paul. Tom disagrees. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I can't believe that everybody forgets about what we went through all last summer. And secondly, I think, Dave, you're being a child for not accepting the fact that he's saying something that, whether you think it's sincere or not, he's saying something. And if he didn't say anything, then he would have been criticized because he didn't. So you guys have short memories about what we went through, all the cities that were going through all the hell this past summer.
Why
for
does that
God's
matter?
Sakes.
Why does that matter, Tom, for
why
God's sake?
Why does it matter?
Yes. What does that have to do with now? What does that have to do with now?
Because, you know, everybody's looking at this
incident.
It's okay? Incident,
it's okay now? It's okay for the president to incite a riot of Capitol Hill
because
a bunch of Black Lives Matter people went out and protested and you didn't like it?
You know what? You're just being a child about it because you wouldn't accept it either way.
Why wouldn't I? I voted for him. He let me down.
I don't care.
He let you down.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what?
I think we should... move on.
Why?
I was thinking he was going to start cursing.
Hello, Paul.
Part of my job to do stuff like that. Sorry.
Hey, Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I get it.
Thanks.
And I am over it. I had a best friend who was texting me. He was in Washington. He was my best friend. He's not anymore. 40-year best friend who texted me and says, Bedlam, and then the next text was, we're in Pelosi's office. I said, are you kidding me? I said, that's not what our America is about. And I used to vote down party lines, and now I'm over it. It's done. I agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's go to break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5:30 DGS. Former Senator Jeff Smith is going to join us in a few minutes. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I've been a listener for like 20-some years, man. I love you guys.
Thank you.
A few things Rachel said yesterday, I looked them up. They're incorrect. I don't know where she got her information from. As far as beating up on Parler, you know, the comparative between Parler and, you know, Facebook has been hacked. In 2018, they were hacked. 50 million users were, you know, had all their information taken. 2011, one of them happened. You know, to use that as a reason as to why Parler was, you know, kicked off the internet by Amazon, Google, Apple, all at one time.
I think you are a little mistaken. I didn't say that was a reason why they were kicked off.
It was one. You gave three or four reasons why they were given, and then I've got other information to, you know, argue against why every reason you've given, I've got a reason to defute.
So Google Play didn't tell them for weeks before they were taken offline that they needed to do more to moderate their forums?
Okay, so everyone who has been, I'll send you the links, all the organization that was done to attack the Capitol was done on Twitter and on Facebook, and none of it has been done on Parler.
And this is according to what source, Jeff? I'm just curious.
I'll send you the link to the article.
What's the article that you read?
I'll send it to you.
But can you give me a reputable organization, or is it just someone writing a blog?
No, it's a reputable.
And what is that? Could you tell me what it is?
Okay, and you will tell me the article that you read.
I got everything off of Wikipedia, which is cited by publications like New York Times, Okay. I mean, every major media outlet, which I know to a lot of people, they say that the press is a joke, but I mean, that's where I get my facts from rather than like right-wing blogs, which
I will email you all the links and all the articles and all the backup materials to explain to you why that's bullshit. Sorry.
Oops.
Okay.
Hello, John. Go ahead.
I got owned on that one.
Yeah, John.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah.
Tom.
Anyway, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, yes and no on your comments about the president and speech. I think you're right. He's not, you know, I mean, politicians are going to politic. That shouldn't surprise us, whether it's Trump or it's anybody else. But I think just kind of as the office of the presidency, he needed to give that speech. Whether we think he's being, you know, honest or whether he's being disingenuous kind of strikes me as irrelevant to, you know, maybe he woke up or maybe someone convinced him that, hey, you probably ought to give this speech just because you're the president. Now, to that point, I think it's a good thing. So that was kind of my thought. I mean, I think he needed to give it, whether he's being honest or not. I don't know, but he is still the president.
Tom, I'm sure you're right. And I'm not saying that being a dick. I mean it. I'm sure you are right that as the president of the United States, with lots of threatened violence coming up, it is the right thing to do. I agree with you on that. It's just that I hate the gaslighting of me and my fellow citizens. It's just so beyond ridiculous at this point. And I see through him. I think most people do. For some reason, not everyone does. I can't help you with that. So my emotions get the better of me in the moment when I'm like, oh, for the love of God, now you're going to do this. But you're right. He's still the president. There's still major problems in the United States. And you're right. It was the right thing to do.
Yeah, and Dave, enjoy the show a whole lot. You have seemed kind of down lately on everything, so let's get you cheered up a little bit. You seem kind of depressed with all the politics and everything. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you, John, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. 99 out of 100 phone calls we get are pure hatred for anyone that disagrees with the president on anything. It's very, very difficult to do your job when you are just being constantly inundated with you're a traitor, you're a coward, you're terrible, you're this, he is a deity, you don't get it, he's a super genius, he's never told a lie in his life. It gets depressing because...
Well, let me say this, maybe it'll cheer you up. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff you say, but at the same time, I really appreciate you guys. I mean, having callers on that say they agree with you and having some on that say they don't agree with you and just talking things out is really appreciated. And frankly, on both sides of the aisle, you know, we could use a lot more talking.
Yeah.
And I would like it if you guys address the kind of the censorship thing of the I'm not real up to speed and tech savvy on all that, but it does feel like the censorship issues, Twitter, Google, Facebook, all that stuff, kind of lean heavily against the conservative side. And like I said, I'm not heavily researched on that, but that's just kind of my impression.
That's what the other guy was just calling Rach about. She did I think it was in the 5 o'clock segment yesterday, but did a long form, here's my take on Parler and Amazon and Twitter and the whole thing. And the one guy that Rachel was going back and forth with, he was taking issue with that. And I apologize to other caller Tom, who we just yelled at each other. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't. I should be better than that. I shouldn't lose my temper. I shouldn't go based on emotions. And I say that the DGS is an open forum where we can talk reasonably. And then I yell at a listener. I apologize for that.
Can I just really quick on the Parler thing?
Sure.
So my whole thing yesterday, for people who weren't listening or don't remember or don't care, I see this media narrative that like conservative voices are being silenced and that's why Parler was shut down. Yesterday was just my attempt to share the knowledge that I had found, which was this was a website that had been given chance after chance to clean up its act and they refused to, basically saying, guys, it's not the government coming in and saying conservatives bad, delete. I was just giving a background of what happened and used many examples from the companies that they were working with and from Parler's past I kind of still don't know what John was trying to talk about. I mean, obviously, there's a data breach anyway. I mean, any of these companies, I don't have, I'm not over here like Facebook's good, though. I hate Facebook. I hate Twitter. I hate them all. If you can find a reason to shut them down because they're doing something wrong, do it. But don't just cry my free speech is being taken away if that's not necessarily what's happening.
Hello, Dave. Go ahead. You're up next.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Dave. Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the president. This is a guy that has basically lied every day of his presidency. And I think the ones he hurts the most are the ones that believe him, that buy into it and think, that how could a president ever lie? And this is a guy 1 week ago that was relishing in the storm on the Capitol and thought it was a good thing. And I think any comments he makes subsequent to that is just at the direction of his legal counsel trying to limit his liability.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your call. Hello, Babette.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say I feel so bad for you. I feel so bad that people are being so mean. And, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. You have a right to your opinion, and I don't think that you're being mean to anybody. And, you know, what worries me and saddens me is that people and family members are unfriending each other or fighting and not talking to each other. And I think that's so sad. And these guys don't even know our names. They don't know us. They could care less, really. And then for us to end a friendship or unfriend a family member because you don't agree, how spoiled rotten are we that you can't even have a conversation? And if they don't agree with you, well, you're out of here. You're not even in my life anymore. That's ridiculous. And I think that if you look up in the dictionary, and this is all I have about Trump, I voted for him originally, but I have changed my mind. I changed it pretty quickly, but I just thought he was better of the two evils at the time. And it just seems like a lot of people nowadays, they can't admit that they're wrong. It's like they will not say they're sorry. You said you're sorry. Some people won't even say they're sorry. They won't admit that they made a mistake. They won't admit and say, oh, you know, I can see where you're coming from. It's like either black or white. There's no gray. And that's not the way the world is. The world is gray. It's full of gray. And nowadays, people don't seem to be able to admit when they're wrong or when they don't even have an open mind. And I just have to pray to God every night that we open our hearts and our minds to what God wants from us to hear and what he wants us to see, because we're so closed off. And I think as far as Trump, one more thing, that's all I want to say is that mm-hmm. I think if you look up the definition of a narcissist, I think he pretty fits that pretty closely. I think you can check all the boxes of a narcissist when it comes to him. And I just don't know see how people don't see that.
Thank you, Babette. Thanks for the kind words. No one has to feel sorry for me. this is what I do for a living, and I am just like any other human, and my emotions get the best of me, and I've held in a lot for a long time, trying to be fair and trying to give the benefit of the doubt. And at some point, it just gets to be too much. And again, apologize for fighting with Tom. That's my fault.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, 5:45. Former State Senator Jeff Smith joins us now. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Dave? How you doing?
Good, man. So I'm just going to throw you the softball. I mean, do you know what to talk about? Just give me your thoughts and impressions on what's happened in the past, say, 24 hours or so.
Yeah, a lot has happened. Obviously, the U.S. House voted to impeach President Trump for the second time. It looks like there's 10 Republicans who voted in support of that. So not just like a single person, but, you know, a more genuine bipartisan effort to do this. The most prominent of the Republicans was Liz Cheney. Her statement was unequivocal, saying that the president, assembled this mob. He incited this mob. He told them he was going to march down there with them and called it the greatest betrayal by any United States president of the country that she's ever seen. And several Republicans followed suit. When you have the cover of a name like Cheney, you know, I think that makes it a little bit easier for Republicans. According to reporting, there are anywhere between a dozen and 20 Republican senators who are open to vote to convict. For a minute last night, it looked like McConnell might quickly call the Senate into session to have a trial. Today, it appears he will not do that immediately, but that they'll do the trial after Biden is inaugurated. On one hand, some people were angry. Some Democrats were angry, saying, oh, McConnell's just punting. It also may be the case that McConnell would rather a Schumer-led Senate take the political hit for doing this. And it may be the case that McConnell thought if the vote is going to be close to 67 to convict, which is what they need, then maybe it's good to have two more Democrats in the chamber at that point once the two new Georgia Democrats are seated. Because if the number really is, hey, about 15 or so Republicans are willing to do this, then you're going to need those couple extra Democrats, right, that are coming. So it remains to be seen what happens, but the momentum certainly is not in Donald Trump's favor right now. And his lack of, I guess he came out with a new video later this afternoon, but he has shown no contrition, has taken no responsibility for what he's done. And one of the things that really moved some of those final Republican votes was the notion that while this is happening, whether or not you can argue semantics about whether he officially incited the mob, but he sat there for hours watching this with apparent glee and doing nothing, refusing to take the calls of some of his staunchest allies on the Hill, like Senator Lindsey Graham, as the hours went by and people were dying, literally, and many others in fear. And I think that really, thinking through that, it really seemed to resonate with some of these Republicans that jumped over to the impeachment camp today.
So, Jeff, it certainly seems that this is going to be, both in the House and the Senate, more bipartisan than last time. But I still don't think that there's any real chance of a conviction. Do you?
I think there is a chance. And I think there's a couple of reasons there's a chance. You know, the first one is, as I said, a renewed focus on what was happening during those 4 hours. Those hours where, you know, tear gas was in the air. There were, you know, rioters with zip ties, attacking police, members of Congress cowering under their desks in safe rooms, fearing for their life. And the evidence as it's emerging is that the president was not only ignoring that, but watching it, kind of mesmerized by this incredible mob that was working to steal an election on his behalf. Those images are pretty powerful, and I think those are beginning to change some minds. Secondly, we could learn a lot more over the next week, right? The day after this happened, we saw an isolated video or two. But if it comes out, as it's coming out today, that there were at least three members of Congress who were coordinating with some of the rioters, if it comes back that members of the White House staff were doing this as well, that could add another level to this. So McConnell, based on the reporting of a good friend of mine who I have known for a long time and trust, that McConnell really does believe the best thing going forward for the Republican Party and the conservative movement is to purge themselves of Donald Trump, to get the stain off of them. If he truly believes that and he ends up listening with an open mind and being a vote for impeachment, I do think you'll get 17 Republicans if McConnell is one of them.
So you think if McConnell gives them cover, you think that they'll find their balls and they'll come out and they'll do it?
I do, and I think that McConnell is apoplectic at losing the Senate. He blames one person for losing the Senate, a state that Republicans have been winning for decades and probably should have won this year had Donald Trump not said a word. Had he burrowed into the ground and hibernated for 2 months after the election, after November, I think Republicans would have won this special election. But he didn't. He went down there. He tore the party in half. He attacked the sitting governor, the attorney general, the lieutenant governor, and most of all, the secretary of state of Georgia. All Republicans attacked them mercilessly. And the schism that he created and his attempt to overturn the election created, and especially the call to Brad Raffensperger just 2 days before the election, that emerged just 2 days before the election on Tuesday. I think that really was consequential. It was horrible timing for Purdue and for Kelly Loeffler for it to come out at that point. And I think they paid the price for Donald Trump's malfeasance. Mitch McConnell hasn't forgotten that. And that may be enough to get him to listen to some of this and vote for impeachment.
Hey, Jeff, it's Tony Colombo. At some point, all of this impeachment and finger pointing and blame is going to be over with, and there's going to be a country to move forward with. What do you personally want to see out of Joe Biden and the Democrats that will be in full control? The steps that they take, the first steps that they take in trying to, move forward and get everybody back on the same page?
That's a great question, Tony. There's really three things that I want to see. And, Joe Biden hasn't been anywhere near all this impeachment stuff, and I don't think he's wanted to be associated with it. So there's three things I'd like to see. The first thing is just putting together, just getting these cabinet members in the agencies, getting them confirmed and getting them to stand back up a lot of these places that have been rudderless. There's been historic turnover in Donald Trump's cabinet. It's hard for any organization to operate well without continuity in leadership, and to just get stable, experienced people there. And I'm not talking about this from an ideological perspective. I want competent managers at the Department of Defense, at the State Department, Department of Homeland Security, these critical places where, we've had acting secretaries or, all this, turnover. I think it's going to be good to have stability. Second thing that I'd really like to see is, really competent government around the vaccination process. I've seen all kinds of figures thrown around over the last week, 2.5 million people vaccinated or so, but 69 million, shots available. If I'm a little bit off on that, then I was going to say, don't shoot me. But the point is, we need competence. We can't have somebody who just says, well, leave it to the states. The federal government is the only institution that really has the capacity to make all this work and to do all the coordination necessary. So I want to see competence on that. And finally, on another relief package, because people cannot just think, hey, we're going to be right back up, instantly. This pandemic is going to go for longer, and we probably won't have the last round of people, which is the majority of Americans, vaccinated with their second shot until, for about 6 months. So, if there's another relief package, I want to make sure that that's sensible, and fiscally sensible and targeted at the people who need it the most, like restaurant workers. So those are three things I'd like to see. I'm not looking to see defund the police. I'm not looking to defund the military. I'm not I don't think there's any prospect of Medicare for all. And I don't think Joe Biden wants those things either. I think Joe Biden just wants to govern as a centrist. And that's what I think we'll see, because Joe Manchin who's the senator, conservative Democrat from West Virginia. He's no wild-eyed liberal who's going to follow what AOC wants. So if you're a conservative, I don't think that you have that much to fear, both because of what I just said and because in the Senate, to get anything big done, you need 60 votes. So Biden and Schumer will need 10 Republicans to go along with anything they want.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. You guys have a great day, okay?
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.